With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you stay at a hotel, do you clean up after yourself before you leave?
I found it so weird. So listen, like when you're at a hotel for a week or whatever, like, you know, obviously you're going to be habitating that space. So you want to keep it relatively clean. So, you know, you depend on the maids to take care of certain stuff, but other stuff you're going to straighten out. When you're at a hotel for one night, my wife and I were at the casino this past weekend. Great time. Wonderful action. Had a great night at the hotel. We wake up the next morning. We go to leave and I want to get out of there quick. We got stuff to do. And my wife spends 5 to 10 minutes cleaning up the hotel room. And I was like, what is it you're doing? We're just two people in there.
Right.
Like, there's a desk. We brought some food up. The food was in a bag on the desk, ready to go. She takes everything, puts it in the trash. She empties all the cups of water, any cans of soda, anything like that, makes a whole stack with these things, and then shoves this whole box, this mass of this stuff, into the trash can. And I said, you know something? I said, you think you're being helpful, but I said, how do you know that they didn't prefer that right there on the desk? That it wouldn't be easier for them to pick up instead of having to squeeze it out of this trash can. I said, is there a liner in that can? She said, no. I said, now they got to clean the trash can.
Well, I think that she's right. I think that you have to clean up. It's just showing nice common courtesy, don't you think?
There's a job to clean the hotel room. That is the entire premise of that job. So, you know, your towels are in a pile. Your food is over here. I mean, that's pretty concise. It's not, you know, a Motley Crue tour. We didn't go in there and trash the walls, put holes in there or anything like that. And so I asked my wife, what is it all about?
What's up with cleaning the hotel room when we're leaving?
I wasn't cleaning. I was picking up your trash.
Why?
Because it's rude.
I mean, it's not like it was a bachelor party. Like, there wasn't trash all over the floor, all over the walls. There was one thing of food on the desk back in the bag.
There was a bag full of food, and there was 5 or 6 water bottles. Couple cans of Coke, a Sprite, like it was rude.
You think that it's better to put the food in the hallway, like you're told to from room service, or is it better to shove it in the trash can? Or does it make any difference whatsoever?
I think that it makes a lot of a difference. I think it shows that you're trying to clean up after yourself. And producer Julie went around to the office squad and she asked this.
You're checking out of a hotel room. Are you cleaning the room before you leave it?
No.
No?
No, definitely not.
Why?
It's not an Airbnb.
Oh, so you would do it for an Airbnb?
Yeah, because they charge you extra. I've actually paid for an Airbnb and left the room messy, mm-hmm. and I got charged because of that. So I don't clean a hotel room, but I do clean for Airbnb.
I will say this. There's an element to that I agree with. When I'm at an Airbnb, I am meticulous that I go through the checklist on the way out and make sure every single thing that I was supposed to be done gets done. But I'm also with Alicia. I'm not gross in a hotel room.
It's not gross.
Like, you can keep your...
Implied.
Your Sprite. You're going to keep your open Sprite on your nightstand? You're not going to put it next to the garbage?
They can't just take care of that themselves?
No, you can't just dump it out? You just stayed at a hotel or an Airbnb and you're checking out. Do you clean up after yourself in your room or you leave it a mess? Because Raven could not believe that his wife cleaned up. And I don't understand why you were surprised by that.
It's one night at the hotel. We didn't make a mess. We packed up all our clothes, went back into our bags. The bag is unmade. There's some food on the desk, which is in a bag, by the way. It's already contained in the bag. It's already cleaned up on that area.
Everybody
knows.
My
wife has to stack everything, empty out all the cups of water, pour out the cans of soda. Ridiculous.
No, you have to take that bag and you have to put it underneath the desk where the garbage can is to show that you did something nice.
No, you don't have to do that.
Yeah. What do? If you're staying at a hotel, do you clean up after yourself? And to what extent? Jessica?
I did.
When you checked out, did you clean it?
I did, actually. Well, I like little stuff. I didn't clean it, but I made sure that all the little stuff like the garbage and stuff was all put away.
Did you like collect your cans or drinks or anything like that in the room?
I did. I made sure everything was put up.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think it's normal.
It's just a common courtesy.
Yeah, great.
How long were you there? One night or multiple nights?
We were there for 3 nights.
Okay. Well, I think that when you vacation somewhere, it's different than when you go somewhere for a night.
You think that makes you okay to be a slob?
No, it's not being a slob. Don't categorize me as being a slob. That's generalization. That's not what happened.
Thanks, Jess.
I think more when you're having those quick trips, it's when you don't have that mindset. So you're getting in and out.
That's
so
right.
I kind of understand both sides.
JC, you just stayed in a hotel one night. You going to clean up before you leave?
So I put like the towels and everything in a pile, and I do straighten up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But more importantly is, do people leave tips for the cleaning service?
Always.
Before I met my husband, I didn't. But I've been with him for a long time, mm-hmm. and the first time he left a tip, I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, leaving a tip for the maid service. And I was like, oh, okay. So not only do I straighten up, my husband leaves a tip.
Well, yeah, you got to leave a tip.
But not at the Airbnb. But you want to know what? We spoke to a hotel manager at one point years ago, and he said it's 50-50. Not all people do it, and they don't do it consistently.
A lot of people don't do it if they're staying only one night. I know that. Yeah, because, you know, you feel like that person's not going to be somebody you have to encounter or deal with. You don't have to rely on them for anything, right?
Messed up.
Well, I mean, again, it is their job, but if you're going to tip, right, like, I mean, you should do it all the time. Hey, Tristan, you just stayed at a hotel. You're checking out. Are you going to clean first?
I'm absolutely going to clean.
You are?
My partner and I go to a lot of conventions every year, and it's common courtesy etiquette. Like, I'm not saying that we leave it spotless, but we put through an effort to not leave things, like, strewn about.
Here's my thoughts.
Like, collect things in a trash bag and everything.
Yeah, here's my thoughts is that if you clean up reasonably around the room before you leave, I don't know how much cleaning they do before the next person checks in.
No, they
have
their
thing. I want that room clean.
I mean, you're not bringing a bottle of Windex, but you're making sure that you wipe everything down.
I'm not vacuuming before I leave. I'll tell you right now.
Well, okay.
Paul, you just checked out of the hotel. Are you cleaning before you leave?
You have no idea what happens. My wife picks up everything, and we shove it into the smallest can you could ever see. It's overflowing. We have 2 children. We were just at a hotel 2 weeks ago in Florida, and, of course, we're ready to go like you were saying. And boom, no, we got to clean up. Towels have to be put away. Bed has to be made.
The bed made thing to me is like a trap. You can't do that because then they're like, oh, well, look, it looks great.
No.
Get in there and change those sheets.
My husband makes the bed.
I also have to hide money. I have to hide money under the pillowcase and tip them also, which is obviously what we do. But the bed has to be made so I can put it under the pillow so it looks nice, like a good tip.
Oh, that's wild, man.